This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Demai, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Machilin es ha'aniyim demai, ve'es ho'achsanya demai. Poor people and Jewish soldiers, whom the locals must feed when they march through the town, may be fed demai when they are invited for a single meal. Rabban Gamliel ha'yamaychel es payalav demai. Rabban Gamliel fed his workers demai since they were poor. Gabe tzedakah be'shamay oimrim naisnin es ha'maiser l'she'enoy maiser ve'eshe'enoy mu'usar l'maiser. Beis Shammai said that when the tzedakah fund distributes food, they should give tithed food to those who do not tithe and untithed food to those who tithe, such that everyone will end up eating tithed food. Nimtzu kol ha'adam oichlen mesukon. Everyone will end up eating tithed food. V'chachamim oimim goivin stam u'machalken stam v'haroitze l'saken yisaken. The Chachamim said that they collect and distribute the food without distinguishing between tithed and untithed, and the poor people can tithe for themselves as they wish. And that's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Demai, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Haroitze lachzoim ale yerek lahokel memasoi. If a person wishes to cut off the ends of his vegetables to lighten his load, he must first tithe them, because we are concerned that Amaretz would find them by the side of the road and eat them without tithing. Halokeach yerek min hashuk v'nimlach lahachzer lo yachzer ad she'aser she'enoy Mechusar Elaminyan. If a person buys vegetables in the market and then decides to return them, he must tithe them first, since they lack nothing but to be counted, meaning that as soon as he picks them up, the purchase is complete, since he knows their price and need only count how many he took to see how much he owes the seller. Hoya oimed veloikeach veroa toyan acher yafa memenu mutalahachzer memne shalo mashach. However, if he was searching through the vegetables to see which ones he wanted and then he found something better, he may put it back without tithing, since he did not pick it up with the intention to buy it. And that's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Demai, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Hamaitzi peiros baderech untolim la'ochlon v'nimlach latznia lo yatznia ad she'aser. If a person finds food on the road and picks it up to eat it, and then decides to put it away, he must first tithe it. V'im Mitchilo Natolon Bishvil Shalo Yevdu Potter. However, if he picked it up only to move it to a place where it would not be ruined, without intent to take it for himself, he need not tithe it before he puts it down. Kol Dover Shein Adam Rashoy Lamochre Demai Lo Yishlach Lachaveroy Demai. Any demai that may not be sold may not be sent as a gift. Rabbi Yosi Mater Bevadai Ubelvad Sheyodi Enu. Rabbi Yosi permits sending something that definitely must be tithed, provided that he informs the one he's sending it to. However, he agrees that demai is forbidden, since its laws are more lenient. The giver might forget to tell the one getting it. And that's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Mesechtes Demai, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Ha-Moylech, Chitim, L'Teichin Kusi, O L'Teichin Am Ha'aretz, B'cheskosan, L'Maisus, V'Lashvias. If a person brings his wheat to a Kusi, who's a Samaritan, or Am Ha'aretz, miller, to grind, he may trust them to give him back flour from his own wheat and not switch it with untithed or Shemitah wheat. La Teichen Nochri Demai. If he brings it to a Goyish miller, then the flour he receives is considered Demai, since the Goy might have switched it with the flour of a different customer who did not tithe it yet. Ha-Mafgid Pei-Roysav Eitzel Akusi O Eitzel Am Haaretz B'cheskosan L'maisos U'lishvias. If a person gives his produce to a Kusi or Am Haaretz to watch, he may trust them to give him back his own produce and not switch it with untithed or Shemitah produce. Eitzel Hanachri K'Pei-Roysav. If he gives it to a guy to watch, they are treated like the Goyish's own food, own produce, which is then exempt from tithes and Shemitah. Reb Shimon Omer Demai. Reb Shimon said it is considered Demai, since an Am Haaretz Jew might also have given his food to the same guy to watch, and the guy might have switched them. That's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Demai, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey. Hanoisen lepundakois, Meiser eshu noisen loy, ve eshu noidl mimenu, vimnei shachashuda lachaloif. If a person gives his food to an innkeeper to watch, he must tithe what he gives her and the tithe what she returns, since she is suspect of switching his food for hers. Amar Rabbi Yesi, Ein anu acharoyin l'ramoyin, Ein oi meiser elamashu neitul mimenu belvad. Rabbi Yesi said that we are not responsible for tricksters. Therefore, he need only tithe that which she returns to him, so that he will not eat untithed food. But he need not tithe what he gives her, since it is not his problem if she eats untithed foods. And that's the end of Mishnah Hey. Mesechtes Demai, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Hanoisein lachamoisai, maser eshu noisen loy, ve eshu noitul mimeno, vimneishi chashuda lachalov es hameskalkil. If a man gives his food to his mother-in-law to watch, he must tithe what he gives her and tithe what she returns, since she is suspect of switching his food that's no good, it's rotting, with her own fresh food without even telling him. Oma Rabbi Yehuda, Roitzihi betakanta bita ubusho mechathono. Reb Yehuda explains that she does so for the benefit of her own daughter, and since she is embarrassed from her son-in-law. Maide Reb Yehuda benoisin lachamoisai shvias, she'enu chashuda lahachlev lahachalas bita shvias. However, Reb Yehuda agrees that if he gives her non-Shemitah food in a Shemitah year, she is not suspect of switching it with Shemitah produce, since Ami Ha'aretz are generally more careful with Shemitah than they are with tithes. And that's the end of Mishnah Vav.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.